SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal appeals court on Tuesday rejected former President Donald Trump's claim that he was immune to charges of plotting to subvert the results of the 2020 election. St. Anselm College political scientist Chris Galdieri says he's not surprised by the court ruling.
Trump was essentially arguing that he or any other person who had ever been president should basically enjoy, you know, lifetime immunity for prosecution for anything. And that is, you know, just an extraordinarily sweeping argument to make.
The unanimous ruling was made by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. The court's decision sets the stage for additional appeals from Trump to either the U.S. Supreme Court or the entire U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. President Biden is urging Congress not to kill a bill that would assist Ukraine and beef up the U.S. border with Mexico.
As support for the bipartisan Senate bill was fading, the president made a last-minute appeal to lawmakers, saying the U.S. must continue supporting Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing this bill is playing into his hands.
Mr. Biden also blamed Donald Trump for convincing Republican lawmakers to oppose the bill. He said some members of Congress need to show some spine.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A Michigan jury has found a school shooter's mother guilty of involuntary manslaughter and the deaths of four students in 2021. The verdict returned Tuesday makes Jennifer Crumbly the first parent in the U.S. to be held responsible for a child carrying out a mass school attack. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 141 points. Both the NASDAQ and S&P advanced 11. This is SRN News. A British pastor is convicted of violating abortion clinic buffer zones.
Stephen Green faces probation and a fine of about $3,000 for silently standing outside a London clinic holding a sign that said, quote, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb," from Psalm 139. The presiding judge admitted that Green did nothing violent, but added, quote, "The extract of the psalm mentioning my mother's womb was an act of protest against abortion. There were less controversial verses you could have chosen." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters will decide this fall whether public money can go to private school tuition. The petition effort to get the question on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature just last year, permitting millions of dollars in state income tax to be used by parents to send their kids to religious schools. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most of Wall Street ticked higher as the bond market calmed down following some sharp swings. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% today, nearly returned to its record set at the end of last week. GE Healthcare Technologies was one of the market's top stocks after reporting better profit than expected. And Palantir Technologies soared as it continues to ride Wall Street's frenzy around artificial intelligence. They helped offset a drop for FMC, whose profits fell short of forecast. The Dow up 141 points, closing at 38,521. The NASDAQ gained 11 to 15,609. The S&P 500 added 11 points to 4954. New York oil rose 53 cents to $73.31 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.